We are learning the Maseches Kedushin Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. We had a machlokes, Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir. What's the halacha? Rav Yehuda and Rav Yosi, actually. What's the halacha? A mekadosh bechelkoi. If you mekadosh yechelik that you split it from the carbon, could you mekadosh issue with that? And Rav Yehuda says that's mekadoshes. Rav Yosi said ain't mekadoshes. And the Gemara said, Rabbi Yechon said that Rabbi Yehuda was Chayzer, and he held also any Mekadeshes. And Rav said, no, Adayin Mechleikis, that means Rabbi Yehuda still holds that it is Mekadeshes. So, Omar Abaya, Kavosid Rabbi Yechon Mustafa, being a writer of Yechon, that Rabbi Yehuda was Chayzer. The Tanya, went to the Braisa. It's a long Braisa, and at the end of the Braisa will bring a Raya, Abaya will hold that's a Raya to Rabbi Yechon. The Braisa is like this, V'nayish Ein Cholkin Menochos Kneged Zvachim. That means that in the Beis Mikdosh, the Kahanim who were doing Avoida that week, they split up, or that day, they bought the avos and the different mishmaros. They split up all the kabbonis of to eat of the day. So let's say one of the kahanim got a chelik in the mincha, but he doesn't like mincha, he doesn't like carbs. So therefore, he wants to switch for someone else's meat carbon. So the halacha is you cannot switch. You cannot switch one chelik to another chelik. Whatever chelik you get, you have to eat, and you can't switch it. You can't switch menachos. Say, I'll take your chelik and menachos. You take my chelik and zvachim and the kabbanis. How do you can't do that? Talmud says the pasuk. Mincha teofe betanur, and the pasuk ends off and says it's really the next pasuk. L'chol bnei aharon tia ish ka'achet. And Rashi teaches that the word kol mincha l'chol bnei aharon. You read it like this: that the mincha atzmi yichalku kol bnei aharon. The mincha itself, everyone should split, and not pshat that one kohen should take a chelik in the mincha, and the other one take connected that in the karbanis in the behemoths. So Yochol, maybe you'll say Dafkol Yichalku Menachos Neged Zvachim, because Menachos and Zvachim have no shaychus. So like Komu Tachtei and Medalos, even by a carbon oil of Yerid, which means a certain kabbonis, which depends how wealthy or poor a person is, what carbon he brings. But the way it goes, the oil of Yerid starts with a behema, then goes to a oif, which is a bird, and then the poorest people bring a mincha. So mincha is not right after Zvachim when it comes to Dalos. Therefore, you understand that you don't split up Menachos Neged Zvachim because they're no shaychus each other. But maybe Yichalku Menachos Neged Oif. But maybe you would say you could split menachos connected oifos. Should it come utachtei and bedalos? Because menachos come after oifos; they're the next in line when it comes to someone who's poor. So maybe then you should be machalik oifos connected menachos connected oifos. That you could menachos the zvachim you can't. Tam alayim the pasuk says another extra pasuk like Rashi says that all these psukim that talk about mincha just says the kohen gets a chelik. Why do you have to specify every single mincha? Because the pasuk says v'chol mincha should offer betanur v'chol naser v'machashes v'al makvas, and the next pasuk v'chol mincha v'lubashemen v'chareva. It says all them to have menachos. What do you need? It's all extra. So the pasuk v'chol naser v'machashes v'chol mnei arantia teaches us that even menachos and oifos cannot be switched. Why? Because the they're different. Because oifos, the way you bring the get the kapara is through the blood, spritzing the blood on mizbech. And these are flour which you bring on mizbech al kaimitz. But maybe, so that's why they're no shaychus. Maybe yichalku oifos nekazvachim. But when you have two kabbanis, one's a oif and one's a behema, maybe there you would split one connected to the other one. Why? Shalom v'lo mina dom. They're both blood. They're both blood kabbanis. Both kapara with the blood. Tam loimer. Paul says another part of that. Those psukim is extra al machvas. So that's the extra word al machvas teaches us this halacha. Now really al machvas to when I mincha. So Rashi says ain't the inyel menachos nekazvachim she'ain't a minon. Since we don't need it for menachos anymore, so use it for, it's a din of any Indian, use it for kabbonis. That oifas connect kabbonis can't split. When it stands, the oifas connect zvachim are no shaykhs. Why? Because oifas, the way you shecht it is with your hand, with malika. Masha inkein, zvachim, you do with a kli, with a knife. So that's why they're different. Avi chalku menachos kare menachos, but menachos and menachos that already you could do. They're both menachos. Shalolu v'alolu ma'isem v'yad. They're both ma'isem v'yad with a kmitza, and they're both flour. So l'chayra, both of them you should be able to split one mincha and another mincha. Tam leim v'chol mincha b'lul v'ashem v'chol b'nei aroin. Not a part of that pasuk is extra. V'chol mincha b'lul v'ashem and teach us it has to go l'chol b'nei aroin. Yochalei chalku machvas kare machashes. Okay, here it can't be different menachos. There's like five different menachos. A machvas is a flat frying pan, which gets very dried up and very hard, and marcheshes is soft. It's flour and oil that's in a deep pan, so it's soft. So maybe those two menachos, I can't mechalak and each other because they're different. One is soft, one's hard. They're both either hard and now ma'aseh merakim or soft. Tamil Pas says, teaches us that the extra word, that even then, the menachos that are similar cannot be split connected to each other. Okay, so that teaches us that. Now, Yachol, then that order Mac is Mavoy and Rashi, that once you know you can't do any menachos connected to other menachos, even the same type. So obviously you can't do any behemoths connected to any other behemoths or any oifers connected to any oifers. But maybe Yachol, or Yachalka, but Kachi Kachim. All these psukim until now were talking about Kachi Kachim, because menachos is a Kachi Kachim, oifers is a Kachi Kachim, and so therefore, probably all the limudim will only be Kachi Kachim. Or maybe you think of Yachalka, but Kachim Kalam, maybe Kachim Kalam, I could do Zeh connected Zeh, could split this for this. Tam Aloyim, the pasuk says at the end of the parasha of Mincha Ishkachim, and the next parasha starts over Zois Tarzeva Chashlomim Asher Yakov Hashem Imal Toydi Yakivenu, and we know that a Toydi is a Shlomim, and really the Shlomim it says very Zois Tarz Shlomim. We're not talking about Shlomim, and Shlomim is Kachim Kalim. So Kashem Shein Cholkim Kachim Kachim. So the Smicha teaches us just like Nachayil Kachim 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 Cholkim Kachim Kalim. Same way Nachayil Kachim Kalim. And Tosfos already asked that Rehuda does not derish smuchim. When I say this price is Rabbi Yehuda, Rehuda doesn't derish smuchim. What's the drosh? So he says drosh is the vav. It says vi zois tarizeh v'chashlam. The vav might have been rishon, and that's, you know, even kachav kam has the lacha. You can't mechalik zek negazeh. And then we derish the word ish chaylik v'afilu ba'mum. Even a ba'mum is chaylik in the different parts of the kabbonis. Rashi says Rashi's mashmad. You have to do some kind of job in the beis mikdash to deserve a chalukah. So Rashi sh'av heimu maslim be'itim. They also make sure that the wood has no worms in it. Mafshitim amtichim shech. They also mafshir kabbonis and the shech. Therefore, because even a zaris kasher. So therefore, because of that, their service they get a chalukah also. But ve'ena katan chaylik. A chaylik does not get a chalukah. Does not get a portion in the kabbonis. A full time, even visit time. Even if he's a shalim, he's not a bamum. Ad kan de braisa. Vosh deit in the braisa. The kachim kalim, you cannot split zek and agazet. It's not mamun. Stam safra money, Rabbi Yehudi. Who's the stam safra? This is the safra. It's the medrash on Vayikra. Who's it? Rabbi Yehudi. Who come are the less but din chaluk klaus or din chaluk kaka? Shmami no, the Rehuda's not chayzer. The Rehuda was chayzer. See, me, Rehuda's chayzer. If Rehuda holds the mekarash isha, means he holds your mamun. If it's your mamun, then lechayra has din chaluk, but has din chaluk, so why can't mechalik one connect each other? So it's a riot. So like upon him, Rabbi is right to be on the Rehuda was chayzer. Oh, Rava, Karav mi leitanya, is there not a brisa that's mavuyer that Rehuda is not chayzer? By tanya went to the brisa, hatznuim moishchim es yedeim. It says that the lechem upon him, everyone split lechem upon him. Now the lacha is that when you get a chelik, it has to be at least a kazayis, or if it's less a kazayis, you have to be able to get full from it. So all the years that Shimon HaTzadik was the kohen gadol, it was such a brach and lechem upon him. Even if you got a small amount, you still ate it, and you were full. But later on, when they started doing averus, so the lechem upon him was not so special, it was a big bracha, and therefore it wasn't enough to everyone to get a kazayis. So the tznuim moishchem es yedeim, they didn't take a chelik because they didn't want to eat less than they're supposed to eat, so they didn't take one. V'agargarim cholkim, but the agarim were cholkim it. My cholkim, so what do we have? I mean, thought cholkim means that what? That they're mechalik. They'd say, you know what? I'll take your cholkim and you get something else instead. So you see, you could be cholkim. So it must be who's not cholkim. Yikatayin is going to Rehuda for the chazara. It sounds like the Braisa. It's like, it's a written stomach. It's mastery even after chazara. Rav Yechon is not chazer. It's not chazer. So it's a riot to Rav. Somewhere, no. Cholkim is not me cholkim. My cholkim choytvim. They grab the other person's chalik. Don't even say, my sebechot chotav chalik of chalik of eri. One time it happened that a guy grabbed his chalik and his friend's chalik. But Yikarin oisa ben chamtim. They called him ben chamtim, which basically means a ganiv. Adi Yemaisa, till the end of his days. It was called a gazlin. I'm a rabbi, Rav Shila. My kro. What do you see? The pasuk chamtsim means a gazlin. It says in the pasuk, "Alkai palteni, save me, Rosha mekaf, save me from Rosha mekaf ma'avel v'chaymetz." So you see, a chaymetz is someone who's a ganav. Rav Amahacha limdu heitev dirush mishpat ashru chamoitz, which means stick up for the underdog, for the nigzal, to save him from the oishkei. Ashru chamoitz means help out the chamoitz, the one who gets stolen. So you see, chaymetz lashon chamtsim. Tais says a kasha that if cholkim means choytvim, so it sounds like garam were choytvim, so why was the whole big thing? A mice, echot, that was happening every time. Garam choytvim, that's kash, der vassal, mai, at the middle of Tysus, mtoima, kimunch dark and lachta, mai korilahu chamtsin, tvei macherim, vieshlem ever Tysus, vishachot of chelika gargan kamoisa. That was the regular case. Avalacherim lohoye choytvim elam chelika tsnuim kuzmadem. Says there's two. The case of the story that happened one time was a gargan stole the other gargan. The other gargan means someone who was very hungry. He stole his chelik. The regular case was that Tznuim and Moishchus, they said, I don't want. And they took their chelik. That's not called a chamtzin. That's called stam, a fresser, but it's not called a chamtzin. At Kanta Gemara with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi legabe mekadosh b'chelker. Now we're going to move on to the next part of the Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah said, Maisa Sheni Bein B'Shoyge Bein Meizi like Kiddush Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds, he cannot be Mekadosh Yishuv Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni is a tour, it's 10%, he has to bring up to Yerushalayim to eat. Rabbi Yehuda Yomer Shoyge like Kiddush Meizi Kiddush. Shoyge you're not Mekadosh, not Kedushin, but Meizi is Kedushin. We have to see what the Chilik is. If he holds that it's Mama in Hedyet, so what's the difference in Shoyge and Meizi? We'll see that in the Gemara and the Gemara on base. But first we're going to deal with Rav Meir Shita that holds Mama in Gevoya, and Rav Yehuda holds Mama in Hedyet, what's the Machlekes? How does Rav Meir know that it's Mamun Gavaya and therefore you cannot make Kash Yishu with it? Amar Rav Achav Rei the Rav Mishmei the Gemara says in the Pasuk, V'chol Maaseh Aretz B'Zera Aretz Priya Eitz L'Hashem Hu Kodesh L'Hashem Hu Kodesh. The Pasuk says, I read it inside, V'chol Maaseh Aretz B'Zera Aretz Priya Eitz L'Hashem Hu Kodesh L'Hashem. That's the Lashon Pasuk. L'Hashem Hu Kodesh L'Hashem. And we darshin that it's Lashemu, it belongs to the Gavaya. And this pasuk is talking about Maisa Sheni. How do we know? Because the next pasuk afterwards talks about being Poydet. We know that's my Maisa Sheni. So we know it's pasuk for Maisa Sheni. So it teaches us like this: Lashem who v'loy lekash beisha. Lashem he can't be kash beisha. Break the marva. Chumas meiser. Chumas meiser is the 10% that a kohen takes off his, that a levi takes off his meiser rishon and gives to the kohen. That chumas meiser. The chesiv came through megam atem chumas Hashem. Calls chumas Hashem. But tonight it says I'm a kash be chumos mekadeshes. If you mekadesh with a chuma, you mekadesh. It works. The kedushin works. And for the Gemara, no, it says chumas Hashem, which means it's your chuma, but it's a mitzvah of Hashem. Don't say Lashem. L'ksiv bei Lashem. Lashem means it belongs to Hashem. Break the marv bei Chala. L'ksiv bei Tinnu Lashem. Says Lashem. But Tanah Mekadosh Trumas Mekadosh. Says it is Mekadosh. And we know Chala is called Trumas. The marv l'ksiv bei Kodesh. Don't say Kodesh. Just say Lashem. Don't say Kodesh Lashem. That's why you can Mekadosh Yishu with that. Break the marv bei Shvius. L'ksiv bei Yovel Hu Kodesh. Says the word Kodesh Tilechem. But Tanah Mekadosh Peres Shvius Mekadosh. It says Mekadosh Peres Shvius. We're saying the Mishnah that Mekadosh Peres Shvius Mekadosh. We had a Mishnah before that said he grabbed someone's. Isha's Paris, and it was theirs, and it was Shvius, and it says it's Mekadeshes. You see, Mekadesh Shvius Mekadeshes. I says Kodesh, like Siv Hashem. It says, no, it doesn't say Hashem did. Break the Marvai Truma, it says Kodesh Yisrael Hashem. It's a pasuk of Yirmiyah that says Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tuwasoi. So you see that Truma is called Kodesh Hashem, but then Mekadesh Shvius Mekadeshes. And for the Gemara, no, who be Yisrael Ksiv? Kodesh Yisrael Hashem is talking about Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael is like Truma, and they're Kodesh Hashem. Break the Gemara on top of my base. If we're calling them Kodesh Hashem like Truma, so you see Truma is Kodesh Hashem. If it's Kodesh Hashem, so Chayra should not be able to Mekadesh Yisho. And for the Gemara, to give a Rav and Savak and Medrav and Makra, who ba Vashihei? The Pasuk says, Lashem Kodesh Hu, the Pasuk says, the lashon of the pasuk is Kodesh Hashem Reish Tzvua Kol Echad. The pasuk says Lashem Hu Kodesh Hashem. Lashem Hu. Hu means Vav Yasehei. It cannot use it for kedushin. Lashem Hu. And it's a shaila if it's a new drasha or if it's the same drasha like before. The Tosfos drasha has a mashmayus that's the same drasha as before. Just for adding on the word Hu teaches Vav Yasehei. It makes a better drasha from the word Hu. Akaponim. That's Agamar. That's the pshat Rav Meir holds that b'shayi like kidesh. No matter what. And Mezi like Kiddush, Shay like Kiddush, my Shashani like Kiddush, no matter what, this is because he holds Mamun Gavaya, because it says Lashem Hu, which means it always stays, my Shashani stays like Gavaya, and it cannot be used for Kiddushin.